In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You're frozen. Your video is frozen here.
No, I'm not.
Oh, there it is.
No, I'm not. Not frozen. Look at me go.
Yeah, you just thawed out. I saw it.
They must have thawed me out on the way to meet up with the Galactic Federation.
Ooh. How about that news, huh?
That's so newsworthy. Here we are recording this important news when we are recording it. And we're going to bust this one out and have it up in just a couple of days.
Yep. Yeah, we went a little off our schedule, but that's quite all right. This is important shiz.
Oh, yeah. You know what else is important?
What's that?
What are you drinking this afternoon?
Well, I'm day drinking a 60-minute IPA by Dogfish Head. How about you?
Yeah, baby. Since this news got a little crazy, I decided to get a little crazy with my drinks.
Uh-oh.
Two of them. We've had a couple of Natterdays left over from summer, so I've got a Natterday, and I've got a cream ale ready to go.
Mm. I'm surprised you haven't mixed them.
Don't tempt me.
Please don't do it, man.
I'll take a sip out of one and a sip out of another one. How about that?
Yeah, you could do that. Chase one with the other.
They're drastically different.
Yeah, I can imagine. The Natterdays are pretty good.
Oh, you finally had some. Or did you have some at the beach?
No, we had some when you guys came down. It must have been the beach.
Okay.
You guys came down over the summertime. I remember It was hot as shit that day. We were playing cornhole.
Yeah, and we could barely move because it was so hot.
It was so fucking hot, dude.
Yeah, the Natterdays are pretty good. Just nice, light, tasty beverage for summer.
It's a day drinking drink. That's what I think of Corona.
A day drinking drink?
Yeah, like a Corona, I get a case of Corona and I can drink one of those all day and barely get a buzz.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for being out, you know, out in the backyard grilling. Fuck, I miss summer. Shit.
We're just barely getting started with winter here.
Oh no, somebody kill me. Don't literally, please, nobody kill me. But
we got stuff to do, man.
The aliens need us.
I think so. We need to get in contact with this Israeli guy. What's his name? Hamid? Haim Eshed.
Yeah, Eshed.
Now, I saw the headlines, and I didn't immediately look it up, because we were deep in research for whatever else. I kind of looked at the first couple of paragraphs, but I didn't really get deep into it. But for this research, we're just...
just reading articles.
Yeah. I searched Galactic Federation, Israeli something. And this website came up, KQED, and the first sentence says, last week, a former Israeli space security chief told the Yediot Aeronaut newspaper when I first read it, I'm like, are we supposed to trust a newspaper whose name is Yediot? Y-E-D-I-O-T.
Yeah.
And then I think they misspelled it on this website, the KQED.
Yeah, I think there's an H at the end.
Yeah, when I looked that up, it's the Yedioth or something like that. Yedioth.
A Horonoth. A Horonoth.
Careful.
A Horonoth.
Yeah. Sex worker Noth.
A Horonoth. Are you a Horonoth?
Ooh.
Because I got Noth. Money here.
A Horonoth?
A Horonoth.
You got money here?
Not much. I never have much.
You gonna hook me up with the Cash App or what?
You take Apple Pay?
Ooh. I don't know about Apple, man.
Stop bashing Apple. Such an Apple hater. I record this whole podcast on an Apple computer.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. You're right.
I don't hate Apple. I just strongly dislike Apple.
Okay. Just like I don't hate Android.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even strongly dislike Android. It's just not my preference. I used to switch back and forth. I would have an Android, and then when my contract was up, I would get an iPhone.
Okay.
And then when that contract was up, I would go back to Android. I would just flip-flop, but lately I've just been getting all iPhones.
See, I like to sideload things on my phone, and it's a gigantic pain in the ass to do it through Apple.
Yeah, Apple does not make it, I'll give you that, Apple does not make it easy to do that kind of shit.
But that's the point for security purposes.
Correct.
So you can't sideload some sort of corrupted app. You have to get the app from the app store.
And I personally, I like that. I know app developers probably don't, but I like knowing the fact that it went through a rigorous process before making it to my phone.
Right. And then they force the developers to pay them extra for, or no, I guess the developers aren't being paid. The customer sees the hit. So then I guess the developers don't see as much of a cut. I think that's the way I understand it.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Because that's the whole thing with Epic. Putting Fortnite on there the way that is. And then Apple won't allow the cloud gaming apps on the phone because they can't control what each of the games are.
Right, yeah. I kind of get that, man. I know you're not a fan of that, but I kind of get it.
I guess it's sort of like the Nintendo seal of approval. That was a big, big deal back in the day for Nintendo, but I don't think it's so much of a big deal now because there's a lot of shit on the eShop for the Switch.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really checked it out.
Anyway, let's get out of this crap.
It doesn't have to do with aliens, does it?
Nope.
Unless we get that tech from the aliens.
Ooh. I mean, that's a thought. Hell of a thought.
So, Adolf Hitler.
He's back in the news.
He's back.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Not the Adolf Hitler, but...
Are you sure?
Adolf Hitler. He got elected in Namibia's local council elections. But this article says he has no plans for world domination.
So far.
Yeah, not yet. You never know, man. You could piss him off one day and he's like, ah, fucking Egyptians.
His full name is Adolf Hitler Unona. U-U-N-O-N-A.
Unona? I don't know.
And then when he gets all pissed off, he's like, oh, no, no.
This article says, Mr. Unona was given the unfortunate name by his father, who did not realize who Hitler was or what he stood for.
Come on.
How do you not know?
It's exactly, his middle name is Hitler. You can't just, like, oh, that's a cool name.
Yeah. That's not a name you just stumble across. You're like, wow.
You're just flipping through the baby book. I need an A. Ooh, that's a good one. Adolf. All right, now we need a middle name. What do you think? He just flips it, fifth baby book open to the middle page. Hitler. Yeah. Yeah. All right. A-H-U. Those are good initials. All right.
Just one of the initials to spell Ahu.
I guess it's South Africa for you.
It's pretty funny. So this article is news.sky.com. It says, a man named after Adolf Hitler has won a local election in Namibia, but insists he has no plans for world domination. Unona Adolf Hitler, 54, was elected as a local politician for the town of Amponja in the north of the country with 85% of the vote. I assume none of them were Jewish. However, Mr. Unona, as he prefers to be called. No shit. If your name is Adolf Hitler, I'd be preferred to be called anything else. Says that despite his unfortunate namesake, he has no plans to take over the world. Speaking to the German news website Bild, he said his father gave him the name without understanding who the Nazi leader was or what he stood for.
Wait, how old is this guy's dad? Because in the article that I'm reading...
Hold your thought. Listen to this. Namibia is a former German colony.
That's exactly what I was just getting ready to read.
It is not unusual for streets, places, and people to have German names. Bullshit. He didn't know who Adolf Hitler was?
Come on. Former German colony and the site of the first genocide of the 20th century, in which an estimated 80,000 people were killed by German troops? Dude.
Your fucking dad knew. He was probably one of the fucking SS.
Oh, no.
This guy's 54, which means his dad is, what, in his 70s, maybe?
At the very least, yeah. If he had him when he was a teenager, then he would have been 70.
Yeah, so he couldn't have been. He probably wasn't an officer in Hitler's army.
Yeah, because that was, what, 60 years ago at this point in the 40s? 1940 was 60 years ago. No, it wasn't. I'm a fucking idiot.
It was 80 years ago, dude. I know that this, it screws me up, because you think 1995 was not that long ago, right?
Yeah.
It was 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So, he says, it was a perfectly normal name for me when I was a kid, he said.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't until I grew older that I realized that this man wanted to subjugate the whole world and killed millions of Jews. The fact I have this name does not mean I want to conquer Oshana, which is the local region.
Is it South Africa or is it North Africa?
I don't know. I'm not sure where Namibia is. Namibia. Every time I say it quickly, it feels to me like I'm saying it wrong, but I'm actually saying it correctly, I think. Namibia.
You're saying it so wrong, it's right.
I'm saying it so fast, it feels wrong.
Don't do it fast, or it's wrong.
I've heard that before. You're too quick. What's wrong with you?
Stop it. I don't want any more babies. Yeah, it's a South Africa. Well, it's just north of the country of South Africa. So it's down on the west side of Africa.
Okay.
On the opposite side of the continent from Madagascar. If any of this is helping anybody.
It's not helping me.
Why did the German troops go all the way down there?
They had to stop for fuel on their way to Antarctica.
So they just fucked up Namibia while they were on their way.
Yeah. Let's name a few streets and we'll impregnate some of the women. I don't know. Make them all name their kids after the Fuhrer.
The SS. They just left their names in random places. So if his dad is 70, that means he was 16 when he had this child, Adolf.
Well, we'll say he's 74.
74.
Say you had him when he was 20.
Okay, so 80 years ago was 1940. So it was right after World War II. Oh, wait, no. That's when he was born. That's when he was born, the dad, right after World War II.
Correct. So what's very possible is Mr. Unona's grandfather actually could have been a fan of Hitler. So when Mr. Unona's dad was growing up, maybe he heard his father talk about Adolf Hitler, and what a great name.
He's a very good man. He's a very good man. You do something with your children. Very good man.
It's very, very possible that that's how this came to be. And then his dad named him Adolf Hitler, not realizing that Adolf Hitler was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, just like, you grow up and your parents force you to be Republican or Democrat, and you just go along with it because that's what you were taught.
Until you start learning some more stuff.
Right. And then you can make your own decision. But maybe he never did. Maybe he didn't. Maybe they don't have the resources.
Yeah, that makes sense. They're just kind of way down there out of the way.
Yeah, I doubt they have 5G.
No, not yet. But Elon Starlink. Everybody's going to get internet. They're just going to drop internet on the nomadic tribes out there that nobody's contacted ever.
Okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. This guy definitely does not look like Hitler, though, so that's, that's good.
Yeah, if you can imagine the exact opposite of Hitler.
Oh, my God, what if it's Hitler reincarnated?
He came back as a Southern African man.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just making up bullshit.
Hey, weirder things happen. 2020 is not quite over yet.
No, I mean, look at all the weird shit happening. The monoliths.
Oh, the monoliths. Just as we were afraid, we were talking about it. We're like, man, if this gets bigger, we got to talk about this. It got bigger in a different way.
Yeah, what a bummer, man. Because I was really, really hoping that it was going to, maybe we wouldn't find out what it was, but it would just remain a mystery, a talking point. Like, whoa, what could it be? What could it be?
Yeah, I didn't want to just disappear.
Yeah, turns out we fucking know what they are.
I wish the mystery lasted just a wee bit longer.
Yeah, I guess that's basically what I'm saying. Like, we need more time to speculate and to wonder and be amazed. And
yeah.
And then almost immediately they're like, oh, we did it. We did it.
Yeah, because I was looking at the news. Like, I didn't even realize the one in Romania popped up. And you're like, oh, my God, dude, did you see the one in Romania? I'm like, no. And then the same time I'm looking for the one in Romania, I was reading an article about the one that disappeared in Utah. I'm like, what the fuck is going on around here?
Yeah. I'm trying to.
Trying to find the artist?
Yeah.
Are we going to mention him for real? We ruined the last part of 2024's because they revealed the mystery.
Maybe we should. Maybe we shouldn't say their name and give them any fucking credit for this. These assholes. So it says...
That's what it says? Horrible journalism.
While the monolith's origin has sparked countless theories from aliens to a marketing ploy, a small community of quote-unquote stunt artists have now seemingly claimed responsibility and are even offering up more for a hefty $45,000.
Why would it cost $45,000? Because it's 12 feet of solid metal on four sides?
I don't think it's solid.
Right.
If that was solid metal, you're not having anybody carry that thing off.
Yeah, true. But
I think it was just sheet metal, wasn't it?
Sheet metal, some kind of a, yeah, something, but four sides of it. Did they fold it?
Three. Oh. I think it was three.
Was it just three?
I think that was the shape of it.
Did they fold, so it was three sides, so they folded it, and then welded the other corner?
Hmm. It's possible.
Instead of three full faces, it was just bent. I don't know.
Yeah, it's for sure three faces because I'm looking at them working on one right now. What the fuck? So, yeah, folks, it wasn't aliens. It wasn't some sign from the universe. It was just some jerk-offs trying to be... I don't know what the fuck they were trying to be.
Or did the aliens... tell them to claim it.
Or are they actually aliens?
Uh-huh. See? We're revealing the truth now. I think that Israeli... what was he? The space security chief of Israel. That doesn't... Does Israeli really have a space program?
Israeli? You mean Israel?
Them too.
Yeah, man.
The Israeli space program. What is it called? We have NASA. What is the Israeli space program?
ISP? Israeli space program?
ISP. Just like their newspaper is called Yidiot.
It's like, ya idiot. Combined. Yidiot.
Yidiot. Are I not?
So crazy, dude. So crazy. You know, I was doing work on our little project that we're working on.
Yep. Okay.
And I heard a clip, and... it's something we never covered that I said, and we both agreed that we should cover.
Was it in, okay, early on?
It was, yeah, I forget which episode or which number it was. It was in our Deep Underground Military Bases episode.
Okay.
And we talked about doing, like, doomsday prepping. We never did one on that, did we?
No. You talking about building bunkers and all that?
Bunkers and shit, yeah, and we both had, like... we had talked about doing it in that episode. Like, yeah, that'd be a cool episode. Kind of fun. Because there was... you were going to read something off in that episode. And I... you know, I kind of... I said, oh, hold on. That would be good for that episode. And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And we never did it.
We've probably done that a bunch of times.
I'm sure we have. All right, we're not exactly the most organized podcast you're going to come across.
No. I do have a folder in the G Drive just called Topic Ideas, but... I'll throw something in there, an article I read, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll probably do that sometime. I don't know how old those folders are.
And just forget it's there.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it would be a short one or not, because it seems like anytime I think something's going to be really short, somehow we talk about it for an hour and a half and feel like we haven't covered it, and the research is never ending for whatever it is.
Yeah, I think a lot of times the problem is the research is very, it veers off many directions. So, you know, you're doing a research on one thing and then it brings up this topic. And then you're like, well, let me do a little research on that topic so I can stay in case that question comes up.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's a lot of the issue with those kinds of things.
I have one link in there, or I have a folder in there, and I have a link in the document. Spontaneous human combustion. I think we could totally talk about that sometime, because that's a thing, but I haven't heard about it in quite some time. You used to show up on Unsolved Mysteries, like, once a season or something.
That was a huge fucking fear of mine.
Yeah. I'm scared of acid rain. Scared of just spontaneously combusting.
Quicksand.
Quicksand.
Now sinkholes. I'm a little bit nervous about these fucking sinkholes that keep...
Right.
Like the earth is just fucking imploding here, man. What is going on?
Yeah, you could just be walking along some street in Baltimore and then you're down two stories in the ground.
If you're lucky. They could sink you down 5 feet. They could sink you down to the fucking core. Who knows? Who knows? It's just random how deep they are and shit.
And all those holes in Russia that are just showing up. You're just walking along, just somewhere in a hillside, somewhere out in the countryside, there's just this big-ass gaping hole. This abyss.
That's where the giant bugs are coming out.
The giant bugs?
Yeah, monster bugs, like dragons coming out of them.
Dragon flies the size of dragons.
That wouldn't be so bad, because I think dragonflies are pretty harmless.
Are they? They look like assholes.
I don't think they do anything to you. I think it's weird when they just kind of hover in front of your windshield.
Yeah, while you're driving.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, what are you doing, man? Cutting the wind for me a little bit, or...
Just hanging on.
They're just good guys. You know, they're just trying to make your vehicle a little more aerodynamic.
They help out. They're like when you drive behind a tractor and trailer, you can get a little bit more fuel efficiency.
You ever see that video of a guy, I think it was a video of a guy on a bicycle, and he was right up on the ass of a tractor trailer, and he was cruising at highway speed. And he was barely having to pedal because the way the wind, you know, it goes over the truck and then you get the vortex behind it, the turbulence.
Okay.
So it's helping to keep him right there. It's crazy.
Oh, that's insane.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to be a real evil Knievel for that kind of shit.
And he got real fucked up. So maybe don't do that.
As most of them do, I think.
All the evil Knievels?
Yeah, all of them.
Has there been a stuntman in recent times?
What would you call David Blaine?
An illusionist?
Yeah, but he did stunts, too. Where he was frozen in ice and he stood on top of a tower for like 70-some hours.
I don't know about that guy.
It's a stunt. What do you think he's... Tell me what you think right now.
An illusionist.
You think he's an illusionist or you think he's a fucking demon? I think he's a demon.
Smoking mirrors.
Look, some things you can fake. Other things are fucking real, dude. He was on Joe Rogan, and Joe Rogan literally stuck a fucking ice pick through his bicep. That's not an illusion.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Somebody's getting paid somewhere.
I remember I used to tell my dad about Chris Angel. I was like, that dude's a devil. You know, he just kind of laughed me off, and I'm like, look, he's using the last name Angel as a pun. He's making a joke. He's a fucking devil.
Mm-hmm, throwing you right off.
That guy was bonkers too, man.
What happened to him?
Maybe he went back to hell. I don't know.
It's like, I'm tired of this shit. Gotta get out of here for a while. Humans suck.
Yeah. I mean, I know both of these guys, they have to be kind of wild, outlandish. Weirdos.
Yeah, you know, that's put on a show.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Weird.
I don't know. I like to meet them in the street. Like, if you watch the David Blaine videos, he would be not to beat the shit out of anybody. Yeah, I don't want to fight.
Like, man, it sounds like you calling him out for a fight, dude.
Get some.
I'd like to meet you on the street, bish.
Bring your ice pick.
Whoa.
No.
What if he
not
gets
like
you
that
first, man?
He strikes first because I can't see him. He's He does one of his invisibility stunts or some shit.
I was just going to say, he probably like sinks into the earth and then up. What Mortal Kombat character could do that?
Raiden could do something like that.
I think that's who I'm thinking of. Like, he goes through a portal in the ground and then pops back up behind you.
Yeah, or maybe it was one of the weird ninja guys.
That's the shit that David Blaine would do to you.
He'd just walk out of a tree. He's the bark. No, I want to see it in person. I want to see it and be amazed in person. There's street videos. You could cut them any way you want. Maybe somebody set something up in somebody's backpack beforehand.
Yeah.
I don't know about that whole swallowing a thread and then pulling it out of your stomach. It looks like a stomach hair, and you just pull it out.
I'm telling you, I consider him a stuntman. I think they're stunts. I don't think they're illusions. I think he's actually doing these things. He's just practiced a lot. He does this one bit where he'll drink a shitload of water, and then he'll drink kerosene, which sits on top of the water.
Okay.
And then how's it go? I don't know if he regurgitates it or what. He'll light it on fire and then regurgitate the water to put out the fire. It's a stunt. It's not an illusion.
Yeah, that's a stunt. It's very interesting. I know I don't want to ingest any kerosene.
I think it's very dangerous.
But I wonder, whether he puts it in his body or not, could you make that happen in like a backyard science experiment? So in for ease of discussion, you just have a squirt bottle of some sort, like a ketchup bottle. So you just put a little bit of water in the bottom of the ketchup bottle, and then you pour the kerosene in, and does it immediately set on top? Or does it get mixed a little bit and kind of wishy-washy and you got to wait for 20 minutes? That's my first argument. But then...
I would say it probably... Because he has to drink a ton of water. So my guess would be his stomach is pretty full and the kerosene comes down.
Okay.
It's not falling far into the stomach cavity.
So
Stomach cavity? Whatever.
That's fine. I like it. So you're saying it just... If it mixes, it's just minimal. At the top.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Because, I mean, if he's regurgitating it, I think it'll be fine if it's a little bit mixed.
Okay. It's going to mix anyway.
I mean, he's regurgitating everything anyway.
Yeah.
So even if it is mixed up, eventually it's going to go out. It's not going to mix up completely.
Yeah. Okay. So if you take the ketchup bottle scenario and you put like 3/4 of the bottle water, 1/4 of the bottle kerosene, and where's the flame? Is it just an open flame? How does that work?
Are you talking about like how does he do it?
Yeah.
I think he regurgitates it into a glass, and then he'll take like a match and light the top of it on fire.
Okay.
And then he'll...
All right. So it's kind of like a flaming drink.
Yeah.
If you have it in a glass. Okay, so if you... Squirt a little of the kerosene from the ketchup bottle into the glass, light that on fire, and then just squeeze the hell out of the ketchup bottle. The rest of the kerosene's coming out to light the fire a little bit more, but then a wave of water comes right behind it.
Yeah, yeah, so...
Okay, there, debunked.
I mean, it's... I just saw a weird flash on my TV, dude.
Is it on?
Mm-mm. It was like a flash of something next to me.
David Blaine just warped into the room.
Or your daughter's friends.
Oh, God. I guess we'll have to talk about that. Because that literally just happened.
You want to tell them after the break?
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll tell them about the spirits in my house, apparently. And then we'll get into the Galactic Federation.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Spirits, man. The spirits, apparently, they're in my bathroom.
That's creepy, dude. You text me about it, and I was like, whoa, man. Time to get rid of that kid.
Throw the whole kid away.
That's a broken kid right there.
Just got to get rid of the whole thing. No, man, my seven-year-old came to me. I'm sitting in the living room playing No Man's Sky on the computer. She gets out of her bed, comes to the living room, and goes, Daddy, do you want to know something funny and weird? Yeah, of course I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah. I was talking to the spirits in the bathroom. What? That's not... So I pause my game and I'm like, uh-huh. Well, I heard a knock on the bathroom door last night and it was dark, so I didn't want to get out of bed. And then...
Whoa.
What?
I was like, whoa.
And then I thought about it and I was thinking it was just the spirits trying to contact us. Or letting us know about their presence. That was her words. It was the spirits trying to let us know about their presence.
Yeah, that's not good.
Like, what did you say? Presence? I like presents.
The Christmas presents.
Letting us know the spirit of Christmas is bringing the Christmas presents. But no, that's not the case.
It's not past, present, or future.
It's now.
You said now. That's present.
Oh, I like presents.
She did say presents.
Right.
We just did so much word bullshit, like so much wordplay on that. What else did she ask you?
I want to get a Ouija board so we can communicate with the spirits that are living in the bathroom. No. No, we're not.
Hey, why don't you tell your dad to get a Ouija board so you guys can talk with us? I think it'll be super, super fun.
No. Nope.
Yeah, that is hell no. Creepy, dude. And I think I don't know if I've said it in a podcast or not. I might have. My son did a very weird thing when he was small.
Seven.
And it scared the living shit out of me. He would scream in his bedroom.
What?
And we're like, what the fuck? Like, that's weird. And he would come down crying and he would say, him scares me. Him scares me. Mm. And I looked at my wife and immediately goosebumps. I'm like, who the fuck is him?
Yeah.
Him who? I go up there, I'm looking around, I don't see a him, I look in a closet, hair standing up on the back of my neck, there's nothing in there. Mm-hmm. And he did this for a while. And then finally, we figured out it was this Woody doll that he has with a pull string.
Hell no.
He would accidentally activate it while he was laying in bed, because he would sleep with it.
What? He would activate with the pull string?
Look, I'm hoping that this was true, okay? Because... we finally narrowed it down to, like, oh, this guy? And we held up, he said, yeah. Unless he was talking by himself. You know, maybe he came to life. I was like, hey, kid.
There's a snake in my boots.
There's a snake in my pants.
That's not okay.
No. That's not okay to do to anybody, let alone a little child.
No.
Hey, baby, you want to see the snake in my pants?
Ooh. No. What'd you do with that Woody doll?
I think we donated it.
Oh, that's good. So it's still out in the world. You didn't just set it on fire in your yard.
There's this long-running joke in my family, because when I was a little kid, my mom got this doll thing for me. She might have got it before I was born. And then they named it Andrew.
Oh, no.
And I swear to you, that fucking thing was alive. He was one of those where you lay him down and his eyes close.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his eyes closed one time, and then they opened right the fuck back up.
Hell no.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's just a weight. It's not a malfunction.
Yeah.
They closed and then opened. It's not like they didn't close, like they were stuck. So I tortured the fuck out of this doll. Nobody knew it. I drew on his face, and I like had these pliers. I was plucking his fucking hair out, dude. I put him in the bathroom upstairs one time. And my mom told me later that she had found him in there and put him on my bed.
Oh, no.
But I walked back in my room and that fucker was laying on my bed. And I was like, no. So in my bedroom, there's like little tiny closet doors that lead to like just a little part of the attic or something. I don't know if some people might know what I'm talking about, but I had one of those that.
A pull down in your closet?
No, it's. So my bedroom was upstairs, kind of on the same plane as the attic. So there, these little tiny, like the ceilings would kind of slope down to the wall. The wall was short. So there was a little tiny closet door that you would have to kneel down to get in. And I threw that fucker in there. It was, so they joke about it all the time. My family, like, they actually found one and they said that they were going to buy it for me. I said, don't fucking buy that thing. I'm telling you right now, don't fucking buy it. They found one. It looked like a Cabbage Patch doll.
So that's what it would look like, but still, hell no.
It scared the shit out of me.
Your parents don't live in that house anymore, right?
No, they moved out. Actually, they moved a week before we moved into this house.
You think that doll's still in that attic?
Nah, no way. No way. I might have snuck it out to the trash.
You retrieved it from the attic? How do you not remember this traumatizing doll? How do you not remember about this traumatizing doll?
I blocked it out, man.
No. It's a false memory. The doll put a false memory in your head about getting rid of it. It's still somewhere.
Let me tell you what. If I go to unpack a box that we haven't unpacked since moving, and I find that I find that fucking thing, I'm gonna take off like a cartoon character, like in the air, like
just straight out of the basement window. Woo!
That house was for sure haunted. It scared the hell out of me as a kid. I know we got to get on the topic, but so I remember I was laying in bed one time. And I felt something grab my shoulder. I was scared anyway, so I had to, you know, I was a kid. I had the blankets all the way over my head. I had just enough space for my nose to, like, stick out so I could breathe. And I felt something, like, grab my shoulder.
Fuck that.
It wasn't my parents because the door was shut. I would have heard the door open. My dad was in the basement one time. My dad's name is Jack. And he said he thought it was my uncle come in and yell his name. Like, yelled, Jack! And he went upstairs and nobody was there, but somehow the stove had burned, like it was catching the wall on fire.
What the hell?
So he came up just in time that the house didn't burn the fuck down.
What?
One year, my parents told me, look, if you don't clean up this fucking bedroom, you're not getting no Christmas. So I threw all the shit in that little closet I was telling you about, and I went in there one time. So I was trying to find some toy that I had thrown in there. And while I was in there, the door slammed shut. And I was banging on the door like, yo, help, 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 help. And my dad came up and he literally could not open the door.
What?
So he had to run down, get a screwdriver and shit, and take off the handle to get the door open.
What?
I'm telling you, man, that house, that was a weird house. It used to be a doctor's office. Not like a... You know, like, I doubt anybody died there, but that house creeped me the fuck out, dude.
This is not supposed to be the Halloween episode.
I know, but once we were talking about the spirits and your daughter, and I'm like, fuck, it's bringing back bad memories. I remember going through this shit when I was, like, a little bit older than her. I mean, I never saw spirits or they never talked to me, but I guess they must have grabbed my shoulder and shit and locked me in a closet. But my parents were pissed off when they saw the closet because they were like, you didn't clean your room. You just threw everything in here.
So the spirits were actually letting your parents know that you fucked up. They were on your parents' side.
Yeah, it was like they were big fans of my parents. Like, hey, Jack, the house is on fire. Also, your son is fucking up. So let's slam this door and
now you know.
Catch him.
See, they were parents themselves with a little fucker running around.
Maybe. It was a scary fucking house, dude. I'm telling you.
Nope.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess the good thing is once the aliens take us, I won't have to worry about that, right?
Are they going to take us?
I don't think so. I think they're just using us.
They're using us for their gain.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's kind of what this guy says, right? The guy we alluded to in the beginning of this episode.
Right. Let me read you this little comic first. This was shared, I guess, December 8th here.
All right.
What the Galactic Federation sees when they look at Earth. And it's just three aliens standing inside their mothership or whatever. And one of them goes, Last month, they were lobotomizing pumpkins. Now they're shoving bread up a turkey's ass. This planet has issues, Bert.
Bert?
Whoever Bert is. Bert's one of the aliens, apparently. There's one alien has a clipboard, because they're using old technology, a little analog. Another alien walking away with a coffee cup. I don't know what these guys are doing out there.
Look, sometimes there's nothing better than the written word, you know what I'm saying? So you write it down on the clipboard. There's just something to it.
Just feels real.
I gotta agree with that comic, dude.
Lobotomizing pumpkins?
Well, I mean, just looking down at us, they're like, what in the fuck are they doing?
Constantly fighting.
Against themselves. They're killing themselves because they just look a little different. We're not different race, or we're not a different species.
No.
We're just killing each other because we look different or we think different. That's absurdity.
It is really dumb. We're fighting over the imaginary lines between our countries because we're calling them countries.
I gotta agree with borders.
Why?
I agree with them.
I don't. What are you doing?
If you don't, you support the New World Order, one government, one world, all that. All
right, and you were just talking about how we're one race, or we're one species.
We are, but my big hiccup with the NWO is there's no sanctuary. If I don't agree with what America's doing, I can move to Canada.
Okay. So you don't want, like, a planetary rule.
I think that's a terrible idea. One leader, even if it's a one-world democracy, one group of people ruling the entire planet, I don't like it.
I don't think I would have a problem with that.
Mm. We're on a conspiracy show, man.
One group of people. Stop looking at borders a minute. If we are going to be part of this galactic federation that we haven't talked about yet, we are one species. We are of the Earth. They care. They don't give one iota of a shit about our borders. They don't care what kind of money we're spending down here. We got to be part of the bigger picture. They don't care about your stupid U.S. dollars. They don't care about your euros or yen or pesos or whatever you're spending at the local market. Once you're an earthling. So we're looking for a particular type of thing from you.
Okay, so look at what we have here, where we have borders and we have different countries and that, and then expand it out. So if a Martian wants to come here to Earth,
yeah,
and just be an earthling because they say they are, is that okay?
So you're saying he's got to pick a country. He's got to come in here and he's got to take a U.S. citizenship test.
Even on the galactic scale, we still essentially have a border. This is Earth. You can come here, but you gotta land in the designated zones, and then we gotta check you to make sure you don't have a fucking, you know, a vest bomb on you or whatever.
So they're aliens.
Yeah.
So that. I mean, that's exactly what we're doing right now. If somebody from Canada crosses the border, then they have to go through a whole thing. You can only be here for so long without doing this, this, and this. We got to do this, this, and this before you even cross this border. There's a designated zone that you have to go to before you even commit to coming into our territory.
Yeah, I fully support it.
Canadians, Mexico's down there, so Mexicans. Cubans just sort of sail up to Florida. I mean, that's possible.
It keeps your country safe, I think. Because if you don't do that, if you don't vet the people coming in, if you don't keep a periodic eye on them as they're here. I'm not saying that we don't have bad people here, and I'm not saying it's good people, it's not good people coming in, but they could let somebody with malicious intent come in.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And wreak havoc in the country that we feel, you know, I don't want to get political and shit, even though we have gotten very political so far. But I think there's a legitimate reason for secure borders.
Okay.
And I think that one world government, one world leader, whatever you want to call it, is a bad thing.
This conversation right here is exactly why we need more than one voice. We can't just have some schmuck sitting in the big chair making the decisions. It's got to be a whole team.
Okay, so say one world democracy, where it's not just some one schmuck. It's not North Korea. It's, you know, you got the one world democracy.
Yeah, so it's like 13 people, 13, 15, an odd number of people to sway it one way or the other when it comes to it.
Right. The problem comes once they get power.
Okay.
And then who's going to stop them? They're going, because they're going to have the power of the entire world's military versus what? Citizens? Right now, our Second Amendment, here we go. Right now, our Second Amendment was meant for us to fight a tyrannical government.
Yeah.
We cannot do that right now. I had this argument with my dad. I support the Second Amendment. I support guns. I think you should have them if you want them. I don't think the fucking crazy should have them. But what the Second Amendment was for doesn't matter today, because we could not fight our government and win.
No.
Back then we could, when it was just fucking musket loaders and all that shit.
Well, there was more people than there were was government then.
Yeah, there was essentially checks and balances.
Yeah, there was more people able to, yeah, like you said, balance it out. But now there is more people that are forced to be patriots, forced sort of, but they volunteer, and then now they feel they have an incredible obligation for the country, for their leader, it goes all the way up the line from the private to the drill sergeant, on up, colonel, captain, general, blah, blah, blah. And on up the chain, they have this obligation for the patriotism.
Yeah, I guess basically what I'm saying is right now, if there was a civil war in America, the side that does not have the military, they lose.
Yes, hands down.
Automatically. The government and the military and all that shit, they have way more firepower than all the citizens in America right now.
Yes.
So back when the Second Amendment was written, they didn't. They had the same weaponry, essentially. Now, they don't.
Right. It's all for your protection.
Yeah, until they turn it.
Yes.
You know, until they want to force their agenda.
Right. And I think that's... All right, well, that makes me think of the Marvel movies. So Captain America: Civil War was sort of along those lines. See, Iron Man wanted to have a ready-to-go police force either in the U.S. or around the world, so that if somebody did something, broke the rule that somebody agreed on, these people that are sitting in the big chairs, they agree upon the rule. So if somebody breaks that rule, now it's okay for this police force to act upon that. But, like you said, what if they decide to make more rules, stricter rules, more difficult rules to get around?
Yeah, and then you've got no shot, man.
No.
I think that's the fear of conspiracy theorists or whatever you want to call them, the fear of the NWO, the New World Order, the one world government.
Yeah.
It sounds great in theory, but once they get power, who's going to stop them from going way too fucking far?
Yeah.
You can't. Hitler. We talked about Hitler earlier. He was going buck wild.
Hitler of Namibia?
No, not that Hitler. Not the new Hitler. The old Hitler. He was going buck wild. If it was one world government and he was it, we're fucked. But now, right now, you have other countries that are like, oh, whoa. No, you can't do that shit. We're going to stop you right the fuck now.
Right. Okay.
So who knows how many lives it saved?
So if we had a group of individuals that were representing the Earth for the Galactic Federation, this group of individuals are making the rules and they have the the keys to the city. They have their finger over the button to release the United Police Force, the Earth Police, on whoever is trying to fuck something up amongst the Earth. And then maybe some of the Earth Police go off into the Galactic Federation. You know, those are the best of the best of the best.
Yeah, like the Green Berets, Navy SEALs.
Men in Black,
you know, the
man.
Earth SEALs.
Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
Best of the best of the best.
I'm talking about, like, Special Forces.
Marines. But you see, everything you just said was all U.S.
Well, I'm from the U.S. I don't know anything. What do I know? I know the U.S.
You don't think there's any, there's a Namibian? You Namibian Navy SEALs?
I got to tell you, I doubt it, man.
Come on. You don't think Adolf Hitler Unona has his force out there? What about,
Look, that might be a fear coming. He might be getting ready to send his force out there.
His Space Force or his SEALs?
I don't know. His fucking SS Army.
The Special Space Force.
Now, the One World Government with this Galactic Federation, maybe not that bad, as long as we have... So, say I don't like... I'm like, all right, this is crazy. This One World, this Earth government, screw this. I'm going to Mars. And I can just hop in my spaceship, go to Mars where, you know, weed's legal and all this other shit.
Okay.
So, I think as long as you have options, hey.
So you do... You don't want a monopoly on capitalism, socialism. You want to pick one.
I want a sanctuary if I need it.
And it's not going to be on a one government world.
I mean, maybe not if I don't agree with what that group's doing.
Maybe we need to do it in phases because right now we know the U.S. territory and it's got this, and this law, rule, all that stuff. Canadians have their own. Mexicans have their own. The various countries that make up Europe, everybody has their own little thing. So if we start slowly expanding, like the U.S. and Canada become one. So we have all that territory. So we start reducing over time. We can't see it right now because that's not our perspective. Our perspective is seeing 200 countries in the world.
Right, yeah.
But if we start slowly... dialing that down. Okay, so this country and this country are super close. So why don't we start getting together and making combined rules? So in 500 years from now, we've got four countries in the world. We've got entirety of North America, well, the entirety of South America, Europe, Asia, Australia is part of Asia. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Antarctica is just... the ice wall. We're not worried about Antarctica down there. Can't do
the ice wall.
Can't do anything.
All right. Now that we ranted for a while,
another half an hour. Tell me about Haim Eshed.
Let me tell you what he says. He says, so you said he talked to the Yediath Ahoranoth.
Yediath Ahoranoth.
So he says the aliens have asked not to announce that they are here because humanity is not ready yet.
I would really like to know the exact quote because you said the aliens. Another article I saw said the unidentified flying objects. That's exactly what the article said. Didn't say UFOs.
Mm.
It said okay. Unidentified flying objects. So the UFO, the unidentified flying object just talked to you, huh? What the hell are you doing?
So what I'm reading is from the New York Post.
Okay.
And the quote is, according to them, the aliens have asked not to announce that they are here because humanity is not ready yet. So I don't know. And here's another quote from him. Trump was on the verge of revealing aliens' existence, but the aliens in the Galactic Federation are saying, wait, let people calm down first. Eshed, who helmed Israel's space security program from 1981 to 2010, reportedly said. 81 to 2010, man.
He held that spot from 81 until 2010.
That's a long, long time. It's 29 years.
And what was his role? Space chief. Security space chief.
He helmed Israel's space security program.
What? Why was that even a program? Unless...
You know why that was a fucking program, dude. Come on now.
Ashad said cooperation agreements had been signed between species, including an underground, this is in quotes, quote, underground base in the depths of Mars, where there are American astronauts and alien representatives.
What was the fucking guy who said that?
It was the guy who plans on being president either, well, it's not going to happen now, but maybe next
Bashago.
Time. That's it.
Yeah, he was there with Obama saying there's shit on Mars, and everyone laughed at him. Now here this guy's coming out saying, like, yo, there is shit on Mars.
It was Bashago, and it was the Philadelphia experiment. Al Bielek said he went to Mars and he got age reduced.
Look, man.
Is that too much for you? Is that, did that go over the line?
I'm just saying, no. I'm just saying, like, we're kind of joking about this, all these people saying there's stuff on Mars, and, like, here's another one coming out saying, you guys don't know what the fuck is going on Mars. Like, there's shit going on Mars. So I don't know.
Is it?
Ashad also says they've been waiting for humanity to evolve and reach a stage where we will generally understand what space and spaceships are.
Where we will generally understand? Like, we're not quite there. Space will mess you up.
I'd say we generally understand it. You know, we haven't mastered it, but we have a general knowledge, a general understanding.
Kind of. So you think humanity is ready to be contacted by the Greater Galactic Federation to join them? But then you take a human up there and they start laughing at you because you can barely survive in this stupid-ass astronaut suit that you have on. Come on, man. Take this pill. Get out of that damn thing.
How do you know they don't need a suit?
We don't until we get there.
I mean, they might need a suit as well. You know, they have different life requirements than we do. Maybe they're smarter, sure. But maybe they can't survive without their atmosphere and their spacesuit, just like we can't survive without our atmosphere and our spacesuits. You know what I mean? Like, they're advanced to the point where they're smarter, but maybe not biologically, to where they don't need whatever they breathe, oxygen, sulfur, whatever.
Yeah.
They might not laugh at us.
Well, maybe not, but I think we'll still look pretty goofy compared to some of them out there.
Yeah, I mean, we'd probably be the grunts. You know, we'd be the laborers because we're the dumb ones.
We're the slaves for a while.
Whoa, I don't want that. That's what the Anunnaki put us here for.
They put us here for that. The White House and Israeli officials did not immediately respond to NBC News' request for a comment. Sue Golf, a spokesperson for the Pentagon, declined to comment. Interesting.
Why would you decline to comment? If it was bullshit, you would say,
that's bullshit.
You decline to comment when it's true, and you don't want to say it's true. Then right. You'd be like, I never said it was true. I declined to comment.
Yeah. Deniable plausibility.
It's like, I plead the fifth.
Exactly like that.
So you basically don't indict yourself.
Yeah. So you don't. Yeah. That works. I know what you're saying. I know what you're trying to say.
You don't
criminalize yourself. Make yourself look guilty.
Yeah. You don't fuck yourself by saying
there's a word.
Yes or no.
Right.
But if it was bullshit and everyone knew it was bullshit at the Pentagon, why would you not just be like, okay, I heard it. It's bullshit. You can quote me on that. Interview over.
Yeah, why couldn't they just come out and say that? It literally took you 10 seconds to say that.
That's it, man. They won't say it because it's true, and they know if they say it's not true, then not only have they kind of lost the trust of their superiors, and we find out, the whole country turns on them.
Good point. Yep.
They're like, you fucking lied about that. What else have you lied about?
Yes, but that would be a big one. So you lied about aliens? Huge.
He also says there's an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens. They signed a contract with us to do experiments here. They, too, are researching and trying to understand the whole fabric of the universe, and they want us as helpers.
What? See? We're the slave labor.
We're helpers, okay?
Oh, okay. However you want to sugarcoat it.
We're the help.
Uh-huh. We're the lab rats. That's what we are.
We're the fucking butlers.
To serving up their galactic sodas. Their Nuka-Cola.
No, I like yours better. We are the lab rats. They find something weird on Phobos, and they're like, give it to the humans. Let's see what happens to them.
Humans. Humans, come see this thing on Phobos. Come see this. Bring 100. 100 humans right here.
They have a big maze. They put a Big Mac and French fries at one end. And then they wait for this fat fucking human to find its way through.
And the Big Mac
they
and
do
fries.
It the same way every time.
It will survive in the atmosphere of Mars. Because it survives here for a long ass time.
That, I mean, honestly, you could probably launch it out into space and eventually catch up to it, and it's still just as good. It's just flash frozen at that point.
Yeah. Oh. Speaking of flash frozen, did you see that about... when I read the headline, I'm like, what? Hold on. This lady who got artificially inseminated, because I'm not going to say it how the headline of the article, because it was like Tarantino. 27-year-old mother gives birth to a 25-year-old daughter. What?
Oh.
So what they did was, 25 years ago, a quarter century ago, somebody donated their embryos, and they froze the embryos. So this couple was getting together, and they tried to have their own children. That wasn't happening. So they went for artificial insemination, and they wanted to use these old embryos that they wanted to see if they would actually work. So the 25-year-old frozen embryo they implanted in this woman, and now the child is a couple years old. It worked.
I'm really confused here. Does it come out a couple years old?
No. So it's just a frozen embryo, and they inseminated it and stuck it in this woman. And then, you know, she went through the entire pregnancy, but the embryo had been frozen for a quarter of a century, essentially.
All right, so how does that affect the aging process, I wonder?
We don't know yet.
Does that child die much younger?
We don't know yet.
Because of T cells and shit?
Because I think they did it twice. Because they said, okay, well, the 25-year-old one works. Let's try his 27-year-old one. And both of them, full-term babies, and they are now fully developed human beings. I think the first one is seven-year-old human, came from a 25-year-old embryo. I might be getting those mixed up. And then the second child is 2 years old, came from a 27-year-old embryo.
And these fucking people are going to say we're crazy for thinking Walt Disney got frozen.
Mm-hmm.
They out here freezing eggs.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, guess is what we could do. We could freeze some humans and send them out to the Galactic Federation that's sitting at the edge of the solar system. Or in the basement of Mars.
Did you see that thing? Just real quick. I know we're getting to the end here, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that said that scientists said that we're not quite where they thought we were in the Milky Way. We're heading towards a black hole, and we're a lot closer than they thought.
Yep, I was saving it for one of these episodes, actually.
Well, so people are freaking. They're like, you keep seeing it on memes, like, no, 2020, no, you know, and you thought 2020 couldn't get worse. And I'm thinking, like, it's going to take us trillions of fucking years to get there.
Oh, yeah.
These people, like, they don't get it. They just see the headline, and they're like, oh, my God.
Ah. No, it's going to take a long-ass time to get there. We have been doing the research, and honestly, it's every time I read something new about how planetary bodies, celestial bodies work, it just amazes me more and more. I didn't just read and absorb all this crap at one time. We've been doing this for over a year now, and this is how I've been heavy into the research for all this stuff. And the way the sun is actually traveling around the black hole that's in the middle of the Milky Way galaxy that we're part of just blows my fucking mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now we're a little bit closer. Dude, 100 generations from now of humans are still not going to know what that is. We're not going to be there in 100 generations of people.
Right, yeah.
even if the lifespan comes to an average of 100 years.
Right, but you get these clickbaity titles.
And people start freaking.
Freaking the fuck out because they don't understand.
Yeah, all you got to do is hashtag 2020 and you're good this year.
Yeah, I take a little bit of an issue with that. The clickbaity titles and then everyone freaking out. And they don't even read the they don't read the article.
No, they read the headline and they're like, well, I know everything.
Yeah. And then clearly in the article it says that it still take us, like, I don't know, trillions of years to get there.
Yeah. So the people that are alive today, we're not even going to have nothing. Nothing that exists that's built by a human is going to exist then.
I seriously doubt it.
We won't even be on Earth, probably.
That also goes to prove that science is not always correct.
There you go. So that's what you need to, that's how you, that's one of the things, one of the big things you need to take away from it. That we thought this thing for a long, long time. And now that thing is probably not right.
Right. So, not that I always disagree with science, but I do always question it. And as you should, as a normal human being, you should question things.
Yes, I firmly agree. What do you want to question now? You want to bring this to a close?
I don't even know what to add as a question.
I don't know.
This one.
A couple of things up front were fact stuff, but I don't know if I want to call the Galactic Federation facts yet. Is it facts? I guess maybe that's the question. Are you on board for this Galactic Federation thing that this space security space chief from Israel?
Should we join? Is it like the UN of the galaxy?
The whole that's a
or would
lot.
It be
that's a
of
lot
of the universe.
Can we just have a solar system force before we have an entire galactic force federation?
What would it be?
The entire Galactic Federation. Galaxy's big, dude.
That would be our galaxy, right? Or would it be all galaxies?
What's between galaxies? Dark?
Nothing.
What's between solar systems? Dark?
Nothing.
So it seems kind of, if we start breaking it up like that, it seems a little bit bonkers unless you can travel between those places pretty fast.
Look, zoom it all out. Our galaxy has a border.
Here we go. Bring it right back.
Each galaxy, if you want to be a Milky Wayian,
Way.
I don't know what you would call it. Then you gotta, you gotta follow the protocol here.
Milky Wayer.
A Milky Wayer.
So I mean, okay, you want to break it all the way down to that. So we have the, I don't know how far you want to go. We have the galaxy. Then we have individual solar systems. Then we have individual planets. Then on those planets, we have separate countries. And in those countries, we have provinces or states. And then from the states, in the United States anyhow, we go to counties. And then from counties, we go to towns and cities. And then from there, we go to townships and boroughs. That's what it is in Pennsylvania anyway. And then you live on your street. And then you live in your house. Then you're in one room. And then we come down to our personal space. I don't want to get my germs on you. Don't touch my germs. See, that's our own little personal government. Don't touch my germs. Keep your fucking sneezes over there, pal.
Well, I mean, we got to... And then on us, yeah, we got the microbiome.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that... I know we got to end it. I know. That video, it shows like a girl laying in a field in the grass, and it zooms all the way out and shows the universe. And okay. Then it zooms all the way back in. It goes into her eye and then goes into like, and then basically it goes all the way down to a fucking atom.
And everything's separate.
It's crazy, dude. It's really crazy to think of. And here we are. We're just fucking around. We're just two dipshits fucking around drinking beer.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, inside of us, there's a whole, it's like a fucking galaxy inside of us.
Yes, exactly. And here we are fighting about towns and borders and countries and. Should we join the Galactic Federation? I don't know. There's a battle in all directions.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the question. Should we join the Galactic Federation?
Yeah, I agree.
Are we at a stage? Could you agree that the humans are at a stage to join the Galactic Federation?
Do we have a general knowledge of space and spaceships?
Enough of a knowledge to join them. There you go. How about that? You can let us know on podchaser.com/bringontheweird, Apple Podcasts, find us there, bringontheweird@gmail.com.
If you want some dope merch, go to tpublic.com and search Bring On The Weird, or myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird. Get you a Taylock shirt.
Ooh, there you go.
He could be the leader of the Galactic Federation, and we don't even know it.
At least he could be the representative of Earth.
Yeah, he could be the Earth ambassador.
Yeah. Vote Taylock.
Do you vote ambassadors? I don't think so. I think they're appointed.
By who?
Whoa.
Now we're breaking everything.
Yeah, I actually don't know.
I don't know either. All right. Good enough for you?
Yeah, I got nothing else, man. We went through a whole bunch of shit in this.
That's fine with me. Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.